Amparo Tolosa is a defender of natural resources in the Northern Caribbean region of Colombia. She told KPFA her life has been threatened for denouncing water pollution caused by companies carrying out illegal gold mining operations.
The toll for 2020 is grim. It is very unfortunate that having a peace agreement and guarantees for social leaders and human rights defenders hasn't made a difference. In the first 27 days of January, there were already 27 leaders killed. That means that in Colombia, there is one leader assassinated per day.
The vast majority of the killings took place under unclear circumstances in former territories of the demobilized guerrilla group, the FARC, where there is virtually no sign of government authority. Leiner Palacios is probably the most widely known Colombian social leader. He is from Bojayá, a small city in the Pacific region. The area is typical of the unending spiral of violence in which Colombians seem to be trapped.
With the worsening of the armed conflict, the most dangerous activity in Colombia is to be a defender of human rights. Human rights defenders here are doomed to die because the institutions do not pay enough attention and armed groups are the declared enemies of human rights activities.
In 2002, Palacios lost 32 of his relatives during a brutal bomb attack against a local church that was shielding 500 civilians from the civil war between FARC rebels and the government. Rebels of the FARC were believed responsible. Palacios says the Colombian government has not yet delivered justice for that massacre. He wants the prosecution of those responsible and government investment in the community. 18 years later, and despite being nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize in 2016, Palacios had to flee Bojayá early this year. He blames a right-wing paramilitary group and drug cartel for the threat that he would be killed if he did not leave within 24 hours. The death threat came after Palacios denounced the presence of the cartel and the rebel group ELN in the region.
We are totally committed to continuing to work for justice until the government atones for the human rights violation in the affected communities. That is why they made me leave the Department of Chocó in the Pacific, and today I am one more displaced person.
The predicament of social leaders who are women is also increasingly worrisome. According to official reports, clandestine groups in Colombia have made women a more regular target. In 2018, 12 women were killed. Last year, the number climbed to 19. And according to the Office of the Ombudsman in Colombia, in January, there were already 4 such killings. Government officials such as María del Rosario Guerra, a senator of the ruling right-wing party, the Centro Democrático, says drug traffickers are responsible for the deaths. She blames former rebels associated with the FARC and the ELN who refused to abide by the peace accord between the rebel leadership and the government.
El acuerdo con las FARC.
Regarding the agreement with the FARC, I have to say that all the compliance requirements were for the government, but there was not a single commitment from the FARC. The problem of the death of social leaders is not with the agreement. The real problem is associated with drug trafficking or with illegal mining, which are also associated with the rebel FARC, dissidents, and the ELN.
According to the Colombian Institute of Studies for Development and Peace, 368 community leaders and human rights defenders have been assassinated since far-right-wing Colombian President Iván Duque took office in August 2018. The government has come under increasing pressure to comply with the terms of the 2015 peace deal with the FARC, but Duque with his far-right party are not interested in ensuring the success of the peace accords. They've objected to provisions calling for economic reparations for victims, and they don't want to use the truth and the reconciliation court system for rebels and others established by the deal. the lack of government will is providing fertile ground for a resurgence of drug trafficking, illegal mining, and violence in Colombia's impoverished rural areas. Little by little, the landmark 4-year-old peace agreement is crumbling, along with people's hopes for a better future. For KPFA Pacifica Network, I'm Alexandra Ruiz in Bogota, Colombia.